B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From PC Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Loren.
Hi.
And joining us from her remote studio inside the closet of the chateau. I had to drop off a microphone to her yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like a mailman. I pulled up, put the microphone through the window of my car right into the mailbox, and then I honked when I left.
Okay. Did you have your hazards on?
I did.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Did you hear me honk when I left?
I didn't.
I honked on my horn and flashed my lights. Anyway, I cannot believe, by the way, that I remembered to drop that off.
I am too.
Right? Because all I had in mind was I had to go to my day in 30 seconds yesterday was a wine run. Because I brought it up to my wife. I said, maybe we should just get some wine to have in the house. It's time for us to kind of refresh anyway. And she's like, no, just come home. And then she texted me just before I left work. And she goes, okay, here, get these following wines from Trader Joe's.
Now, what do you think happened between the... Because I heard your phone conversation where she told you no. And she was pretty firm in the no. So what happened between the no and the go?
Wine's a mysterious thing, my friend. Wine works in mysterious ways.
What's that?
So after we were talking about it yesterday, I posted on my Instagram a picture of our wine closet and how overstocked it is, and she commented on it. So maybe I pushed her.
Yeah, man, I went to Costco and I buy those three packs of, like, you get three bottles in one pack. Yeah, I bought like two of those.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Just a kale.
So, yeah.
I know.
I went to the bougie neighborhood and dropped that off for her. Now the microphone doesn't work, by the way.
We're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
But then you told me when I went to Costco to get this Portuguese red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy, they got like five.
Oh. Dang. You should have FaceTimed me from there. I would have told you which one.
I bought three of them to figure out.
It's a twist top.
Well, they were all twist tops.
Okay. That doesn't help you.
No.
How was it yesterday? Was it crowded at Costco?
Oh, no. I went before really the madness.
Yeah. And
when I went to go do my original stock up.
Okay.
No, Did they have anything?
Toilet paper or hand sanitizer. Which I thought was interesting what Costco did is that instead of leaving a big hole. Oh, my gosh.
Loren, you just coughed
in your ears. I muted it on my end.
No, you didn't.
I did. Sorry.
How are you feeling this morning?
Yeah.
I feel like we should start there.
Why'd you just cough?
I feel fine. I have a vent blowing on me. Okay.
What does that mean?
And she's coughing because of the vent. I don't know. Everybody's got a cough. And there's 10,000 excuses as to why they're coughing. And none of them is because of COVID-19.
Yeah, but you know what it probably is? COVID-19. So anyways, I'm at Costco. And they don't leave a hole. So I don't know where the hand sanitizer typically is. They refill that hole with something else.
Yes, I know.
And so I am running everywhere. I'm like, but where do they keep this damn thing in this place? And then so Sterling's at the self-checkout, and I run into a listener who is so nice, and I'm talking to the listener. Meanwhile, I'm getting my phone blown up because I'm the one with the Costco membership, and Sterling can't check out. I have like 17 missed calls. He's like, you better come back to the thing now. I'm holding up the line.
That's the worst, holding up the line at Costco.
I know, everyone.
Yeah.
Behind you.
Yep. How about
especially
you, Ren?
Now.
How's your world?
It's good. You know, yesterday, I FaceTimed with my mom, and she lives right on the beach, but the people, I guess they tried to clear the beach. So Fort Lauderdale, I know I've been complaining about this for like 3 days now because all my friends are out and partying in Fort Lauderdale, and I think it's so irresponsible. So they've shut down part of Fort Lauderdale Beach, but now they're just moving up the beach where my mom lives. So the police have now set up like police barricades and they're going to try to shut down the beach starting today.
That's smart.
Yep.
Yeah.
It sucks, but it's the best thing to do for
Why are people so dumb? Just stay home.
That's what I said. And then people are like, why would you close the beaches, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, because you idiots aren't friggin' smart enough to figure out that you're supposed to be home and self-quarantined.
Yeah, and a lot of people are having a hard time with that separation of being safe and being smart. And then also like, but I'm still supposed to live my life. You know, like I'm not supposed to be a panicker.
You're not panicking if you're staying home and doing the most responsible thing and not spreading this virus.
Yeah, I don't know. People are people, man. Yesterday was just a crazy day overall anyway. Take Corona out of it. Although 4 more basketball players were diagnosed with coronavirus, including Kevin Durant, a very popular player, who's asymptomatic, I think it is, where you don't have any symptoms.
And that's why I think there's millions of people that have this thing.
Totally agree, Roy.
I think millions.
That's what makes it so crazy.
That's why if you cough, I'm giving you weird looks.
I'll never forget. That's what Dr. Sam told us when we first discussed coronavirus weeks ago. Was the thing that's difficult about it is that you can have it not show symptoms. And that's why they tell you to, you know, quarantine yourself regardless. But anyway.
Yeah.
Cam Newton news came down yesterday.
Drama?
Oh.
I mean, football drama.
You know, I mean, we left here knowing Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots, and I was all pumped up for that. And as high as I was for Tom to leave the Patriots, because I hate the Patriots, I was super bummed out to hear that Cam was leaving the Panthers. And I thought there was a 50-50 chance. Yeah, I thought maybe 50% of me said that he's such a great quarterback. And, yeah, I know he's injured, but he does so much for the community. And he's great for the team, you know, a good cheerleader. But clearly, David Tepper and Matt Rhule, the new owner and coach, want to do things their way. And out with the old, in with the new is what they're going to do.
Right.
So I have a question, though, because they just gave him permission to explore other options at that point. Does that mean that they gave him, hey, we'll keep you for this number, and then he was like, no, I'm not doing that, or this many years, and he said, no, I'm not doing that, and they were like, all right, well, then you can go shop.
I don't know. That might come out in the future, you know, that they tried to renegotiate his contract. I haven't heard that.
I mean, it sounds like from what Cam posted online that he was forced out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we've had a great relationship
with Cam. Greg Olson got his little jab in there, too.
Yeah.
Which I thought everybody loved those two. I didn't think that we were at the forcey outy part.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do a football on-field decision that's not popular because they're popular players.
Yeah.
You know? Even Michael Jordan had to call it one day, you know? All these great players do.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, Big Brother has, of course, it's in America, but it's in a bunch of other countries, too, just like Germany. And so, evidently, these people don't know about coronavirus?
Yeah. Loren, did you hear about this?
I did. I saw it yesterday.
When 18 contestants entered the German Big Brother house, what date do you think you would have to go in to quarantine without and then not know how bad coronavirus was? What month? And
I feel like it was starting to get pretty hyped around late January. So maybe early January, where it's maybe not that big of a deal in your head.
Okay. You were close with the late January. February 6th is when they went into the house.
Okay.
On February 6th, the coronavirus was just starting to seep out of mainland China. Germany had 13 confirmed cases of the virus. The U.S. only had 12, and the U.K. just had 3. Sporting events, concerts, social gatherings, they were all continuing as normal.
Gosh, we've had cases that long? I feel like we just got our cases.
Yeah.
But then again, can you believe that Trump addressed the nation not even a week ago? That seems like forever ago in my head.
It does, because there's been so much information since then.
Right.
But here's the thing. Imagine being in isolation since February 6th or whatever, and then coming out of isolation, think you're going to go back to the real world, and they're like, huh, just kidding.
Yeah.
Now you have to go to isolation again.
Yeah, Big Brother continues without cameras.
Welcome out of the house. Now get back in your own house.
Right.
The global TV reality show put these strangers into a house, and they cut off contact with the outside world, including having to give up your phones. And I'm just telling people this in case you don't know the Big Brother format. You know, they have no contact, and producers have stuck to that principle even as the borders have slammed shut, stock markets have sunk, you know, and the world's basically halting. But the contestants on the German program next week are finally going to be updated about the pandemic live on TV in a special episode of the show. They'll give all the contestants the latest information about COVID-19 in Germany and the whole world.
Oh, no. What if, like, one of their family members have been negatively impacted by this?
They would have contacted them. Remember I told you guys I had auditioned for Amazing Race?
Yes.
And, like, made it to an alternate team? Well, they like, go over all the rules with you because that was one of the questions that we had. My partner's mom had breast cancer, and she was like, well, what happens if, like, somebody in my family becomes deathly ill or sick or whatever? And they said that they'd pull you out of the game at that point and let you know.
Okay.
Now, newer contestants have also entered the house, but they are barred and banned from telling the others about COVID-19.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think, though, they would really keep that a secret?
I think the cameras are on them 24/7. I think that might be one of the last real true reality shows where it's like the producers run everything. The decision, of course, raises questions about how and when a reality TV show should allow the real world in. It kind of resembles a scenario from the 2008 British drama Dead Set, in which contestants on the UK's Big Brother were unaware of the zombie apocalypse taking place outside.
Oh, is that like some comedy movie?
Yeah.
I feel like, though, this happened before. It wasn't, of course, this serious, but where they had to inform people what was happening. I feel like it happened in America, to be honest.
Yeah, didn't one of the contestants have a family member die and they didn't tell them?
I don't know. Like, I remember weird about this before.
Yeah. On the Canadian version of the program of Big Brother, which is also currently airing, a clip went viral last week showing contestants speculating as to why there was no live audience to greet the winner.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah, because they don't understand that.
Yeah.
They're like, what's this? What TV angle are they taking here?
Questioning everything for all the wrong reasons.
I love the idea that we're all preparing to one day be on Big Brother. Like, we're all staying home. Yeah, being quarantined.
Man, I tell you, it's going to be weird. That's going to be, I'll have to watch it. I don't know where we can grab it on Tuesday night, but.
Are you getting stir crazy yet?
I mean, I don't know if it's stir crazy, but my wife and I were like at each other yesterday, and she's only been home working for one day.
Yeah.
But
I saw someone, and Lauren, you probably find this funny too. Someone said that since everyone's having to stay home work together, they're creating imaginary people in the office to blame things on. Like, oh, Cheryl's leaving her cups around.
Yeah.
Dang, Cheryl.
That's funny. How'd you and Dallas do yesterday, Lauren?
Okay.
Yeah.
I ventured out yesterday and picked up clean juice. Just like I ordered it on the app and sent Elena in to grab it. So I didn't have to like come into contact with anyone, but, just like being out in the car for 20 minutes was the like highlight of my day.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We took a walk yesterday and it was just the most wonderful thing ever.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
How'd you take the news yesterday, Roy? I mean, you're not even really that big of a sports fan when you found out that the Panthers are moving on from Cam Newton.
No, I'm not a sports fan at all. I mean, we have a personal friendship with him, but I was sad to see that go away because he's going to move away. But sports-wise, you know.
Doesn't affect how you root for the Panthers whatsoever.
I did enjoy him. I did like him.
Yeah.
I did think he was misunderstood. I think a lot of people thought his a lot of people judged him for his clothing descriptions, which is so strange for me.
Some people with their comments, I mean.
and then, like, the fact he would do the different dance things or whatever.
Yeah, dab.
Dab.
Bring the balls to the crowd.
Yeah, they were always trying to bring him down.
He was always bringing his balls to the crowd.
Right.
And who doesn't love a player who does that?
I love a player that brings the balls to the crowd. That's my type of football game.
Loren, how did you handle the news yesterday? Hold on. Maybe Loren can hear. Loren, in your home studio there.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, how'd you handle the news yesterday about Cam?
I don't think I was super surprised, but I was surprised with the backlash of like Cam commenting on the Panthers post and then Greg Olsen jumping in and just, you know, I get new management comes in, they want to do their own thing, but you see like such a pattern here of them forcing kind of everybody out that, and I use forcing in bunny air quotes, but you know, I don't think I was that surprised. I kind of saw it coming. I think the writing was on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just sad because we host this Kicking It with Cam event for the last, for me, it's been 7 years, 5 years with this show. I mean, that's a long time of having a relationship with someone. And
now you got to go redo a whole friendship with another quarterback.
Yeah, now it's Kicking It with
it's
Teddy.
It's definitely sad.
That's our new Teddy Bridgewater's
is that his
quarterback.
Name?
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
Kicking It with Teddy.
Come on, Ted.
So about 4 years ago, right after we'd lost the Super Bowl to the Denver Broncos that year, Roy and Loren, we had Cam come into the studio, and he came in quite a lot, and we played games with him. We've done karaoke with him, and he was always good, but sometimes he came in and he was in some higher spirits than other. So this year, actually, I thought the best interview we had with him was the year after we lost the Super Bowl, believe it or not, because he came in with a lot to say. And we asked him for advice to give to the college graduates, and he did that. Then he turned the tables and did this.
Advice for me.
Advice
Ooh.
For you.
Ooh.
Just be you. I love the fact that you're just you, you know. Roy.
Thank you.
Oh, don't throw it to me. I'm not going to.
You come on, man. Come on. Don't do that. Don't be that guy.
No.
Be that guy.
I'm going to think about it.
I want you to do more with fashion. Like, I want you to, like, you know, you like to step out of the box. Like, are we talking, like, a full fashion line here? Would you ever collaborate with someone?
That was already in the works. Made by Cam Newton. And it's
Cameron
made.
Klein.
Cameron Klein.
I'm just throwing out names here.
I guess my one advice would be, since we are in the South, he needs to, like, go do, like, redneck stuff for 1 week. Film it. Have, like, a redneck boot camp. Let's go bonfiring. Let's go shooting. Let's go do, like, target shooting.
Four-wheelers.
Four-wheelers.
Really embrace the South.
Party. We'll tubing down the river.
So that's so, sounds so
Cam's
fun.
Face yeah. is lit up right now.
Dude, that'd be so fun.
Have you ever hunted?
I've never hunted.
Well, I can't hunt.
I've been the hunted before, though.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He asked us for advice. I told him to just be himself, and Lorenz said, just do you for fashion. And I think he listened to us.
He did. Oh, come on. You think because of
it's our
what
advice.
You said? He was already doing fashion stuff before us.
He was wearing nice suits and stuff, but go back to 2016. I'm just saying.
He wasn't quite dressing like he is now.
I'm just saying, I wonder if our advice took to Cam more than we thought. Maybe he took it with him and he said, you know what? Manny, Ryan, Loren are right. I'm going to do whatever I want. He colored his goatee after that, changed his hairstyle.
You were putting yourself way too much credit for yourself. When you're going to run into him in 10 years from now, when he's retiring, I guess, or whatever.
And doesn't remember who we are.
He ain't going to remember who we are.
Oh, I get that.
He ain't going to. He's like, the familiar face?
Is that Ron and
Ron?
Manny?
Manny?
Remember? And
I love, by the way, the fact he's stepping up and saying, you know, the BS of what's going on. That's so cool to me. And I'm not a football fan, and I don't know if that's unprecedented, but the fact he pretty much went on Instagram and said that I'm being shoved out. That was cool. I'm like, yeah. Well, I mean, that's how, if they fire us, I'm vocal about it.
Yeah? You're going to troll on Insta?
Yeah, until they sue me, and then I'll shut up.
I know. It just really is. It really is a sad end. But we do have so many memories of Cam. And whether you liked him or not, on or off the field, he if you're a fan of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, then you just know how important Cam was to us. You know, year after year, he would come on with us and spend unprecedented amounts of time. We'd be in the studio with him for an hour, you know, did everything we asked, played games, did all that fun stuff. So we'll miss QB1 for sure, and we'll have more memories over the next couple days. And, of course, always on our socials at the MRL show. Roy, let's do something cool next. You kind of started it this week, and I like the whole concept behind it in these crazy times.
Yeah, you know, there was a McDonald's and some restaurants that were doing something really good for the children. So if you know any restaurants, any businesses that need a shout-out because they're doing some good things, let us know, because we're going to talk about good news in your community coming up in 5.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So we did this yesterday, and I think it's so important for a time like this when people are quarantined and some people are, you know, trying to do everything they can to keep from getting this virus. There's some neighbors in our community that are stepping up and helping people out. And so we're doing this good news. So if you know something that's good news in your area, your community, your town, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We want to shout those businesses out.
Yeah, like maybe you know, we hear a lot of stores are doing first hour goes to the elderly and the people that need a little more time to get through the stores. You know, maybe it's a smaller store. You know, think about the stores that are mom and pop stores that don't get the national publicity that like a Target or a Dollar General gets from doing something like that. That's where we need your help.
704-570-9595 is how you reach us.
Loren?
Yes?
Your husband, Dallas, who is a white-haired fella, does he try and get in the hour earlier than everybody else?
No, but I guess maybe if we run into a situation where we need something, mm-hmm. we can try that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
That's, you should bring that up, Tom. Let me know how that goes.
I have a cousin who just qualified for that, and he's super excited. He's like 63 years old.
Yeah, my buddy.
I was going to say, what's the cutoff for an AARP card? Is it 60, 65?
I thought
is it
so.
Younger than that? I don't know.
I don't know. My buddy Randy, he's like 45, but he has a white beard. Almost he could, I mean, he looks like Santa Claus, for crying out loud. And so wherever he goes, he gets that senior discount. He doesn't correct them.
That's funny.
He doesn't correct them.
Well, let's say good morning on line 12 is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. So you have some good news for us?
Yes. I'm from Morgan, and both of our McDonald's down there are giving kids from the age of under 18, from 11 to 5, free Happy Meals.
That's really nice. And that's so important because, you know, kids are home till further notice to help stop the spread of this awful virus. And so kids sometimes, you know, we found out through our own new charity work that sometimes the best meal a kid receives is the one at school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really good for people who can't afford meals for them to go get some free food. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
I know that... I think it's called, I want to make sure I get this right. Oh, supportlocalorelse.com.
Okay. Support local or else.
Support local or less or else.com. It's Charlotte Small Businesses. And you can go on that website. And if you own a small business, you can submit there like any deals or coupons or any specials you got going that may, or like gift card specials. That way you can entice people to still shop with you, even if your store's closed. I know a lot of people are offering deals like you get, you know, a $50 gift card will give you an additional $20 gift card type of thing. So, yeah, those are the type of stories we want to hear from. And I love the website supportlocalorelse.com. I think that's a really cool idea that was created by two people in Charlotte.
I don't like the support local or else. I mean, that's very mafia-leaning.
But you have to because it's, you know why? It needs to be that serious because otherwise these businesses are going to close.
People will lose their jobs.
So Corey created this website, and she is trying to help out the businesses so they don't, you know.
You better support local or else.
Yeah.
I'll come over there and we'll take a ride.
By the way, just want to let you know in the middle of that radio break, I started freaking out because my nose was getting a little runny, and I'm like, oh, I got it.
My gosh.
I guarantee you,
Loren is at home. She's being saved for 14 days from her home studio. Roy will be the next one at home in his home studio.
I think I'm just going to will it in. Like, it's just going to magically occur. I won't actually catch it from anyone. I'll be the first patient that creates it within himself.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Loren, home, broadcasting from her home studio, which is a bougie closet that she set up.
Right.
Hello.
We're keeping her safe for 14 days after her trip to Spain. By the way, a lot of people sending us messages on our socials at the MRL Show. Loren, you should have never went to Italy. Loren, why did you go to Italy?
Well, you didn't go to Italy.
But people think you did.
Because you know why?
It's because
you go there annually. That's why. It's because you have a condo there.
Everybody calm down. She postponed her annual Italy trip until May 10th.
When it's going to simmer down.
Yeah. We'll be good by then. Producer Nicole's in the studio, and we always love saying good morning to Nicole. How are you doing, Nicole?
I'm great.
How are you holding up in these times of corona craze?
To be honest, it's amazing being at the house all day. I watched one episode of Tiny House Nation yesterday, ordered takeout. I ran. That's the only time I left the house is to, I ran 2 miles and then that was it.
By the way, she has no kids and she's not married. That's why she's really enjoying this.
And watched 8 episodes of Blacklist. So one could say I'm thriving.
It's good for you for running. I was, you know, because a lot of the frozen foods we have ain't the healthiest. And so I'm like, oh gosh, I'm already big. I'm going to balloon up even more on this corona quarantine.
Oh, I'm eating like crap over here.
Yeah.
Take Callie for a walk, bud. And you take Cash for a walk. Loren, get out of the house.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But it helps everyone to do that just for a little while. And then social distance yourselves while you're out. Just say hi to the person and walk past them.
I did notice because I do live where I run is in like a neighborhood. And it has a bike lane as well as a sidewalk. And there weren't many people probably in the 2 miles. I saw maybe 5 people also walking a dog or running. And everyone moved. Like if they were on the sidewalk, they moved to the bicycle lane for social distancing. So I thought that was really cool. People of all ages.
Cool. You said that yesterday, you said you want to volunteer your time.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to help. I feel so useless, I guess. Like, I already checked in. My parents have everything they need. Like, my mom's in South Carolina. My dad's in Raleigh. So there's not really much I can do from here. And my grandmother, my dad's mom, is in a nursing home and they can't have visitors right now, so they're in quarantine. And it's like, so I'm just here, like you said, no kids, no nothing, just time. And I believe I'm in like optimal health. I don't have any health issues, never had any health issues. So I feel very good in my chances. But
what do you want to do?
I don't know. Like, if someone needs something, I want to be able to, like, go get them something. Maybe they're scared of crowds, and I can go get something. Or maybe
you can shop for them.
Yeah, or maybe someone doesn't, I don't know, maybe someone who's working long hours in the hospital or a teacher who still has to go. I don't know if they do. Maybe I could walk their dog. I don't know.
I have a whole laundry list of things. If you want to come over, I could use some help.
Roy Brown, you can do it yourself.
I am too afraid to go to the store.
Able body, schmable body. I'm not going anywhere.
I offered to get you lettuce yesterday.
You did do that. That was very nice of you. Thank you.
And I offered to get, that was during your E. coli scare, but I offered to get you water.
And someone says you could head to Fort Bragg. You can help assemble lunches for those soldiers in quarantine.
Whoa, that's cool. Do I get a little military outfit? I want to look like a man in uniform.
If they're doing that on the weekends, I could 100% go.
But I kind of see what Nicole's saying, Ren, is like, you know, maybe there's some older people. Like if it wasn't for me and my brother living in the Waxhaw area near my mom, like, my mom wouldn't know how to Amazon anything. It's like basic things like that. Like maybe you can help a grandparent set up FaceTime. I don't know how you do it, though, without making contact with the people. I guess they could leave the phone out. You can go get it.
Yeah, maybe.
Show them through the window. I mean, honestly, those are the handcuff issues that we have.
I'll never forget when my grandmother got moved into a nursing home and I set up Netflix on her smart TV. You would have thought that I showed her a different dimension.
Yeah. Someone said that they work in a senior living community, that notes or cards of encouragement for the residents.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is a good idea, and we can all do that.
Yeah.
Why don't we just give out Lorenz, Nicole's number?
And everybody can call Nicole.
Let's not do that.
And they could text you. It'd be like Postmates.
No.
It's not that bad. I gave out my phone number yesterday, and not that many people called me.
Well, we'll give out. I can check the text.
We'll call it Nicole of the Nick of Time.
The Nick of Time. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, just the Nick of Time app for Nicole.
And she'll come do stuff for you.
You guys are interesting.
We're trying to help you here. You said you want to volunteer your time. How do people get in touch with you to help, you know, if a grandparent of theirs needs help?
I'm glad you asked, besides just assuming I'm going to give out my phone number. You can message me. You can DM the station, the show. You can text the show, all of which I have access to.
Let's be honest.
Or
half the city's got your
phone and call the show.
Half the city's got your number anyway.
He thinks he's so funny. Go ahead, find your little sound effect that you want to hear.
No, no, I'm not sound effect.
There you go.
I'm doing music segues now.
There you go.
All right, find Nicole. She's willing to help someone out. But I wonder if there's a bunch of people out there that have to help someone with technology. Those are always good calls. Like, who did you have to help with technology? And what did you have to teach someone? Like, I legit had to tell my mom how to get on Amazon. I had to do it for her.
Really?
Yeah, Amazon.com. Yep.
I don't know. It's been like a battle. We're constantly trying to learn technology with Lorenz set up at her home.
Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible with technology, personally. You guys are trying to tell me how to set up a microphone. I'm like, guys, I need you to walk me through it step by step.
We want to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595, especially in these times. How'd you have to help someone older with technology? We'll do that. Plus, Roy, you got a senseless for us today?
I do. A senseless survey. It's all on the way in 5. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole just said she really wants to volunteer her time. She feels like she's a healthy, young individual, and she knows maybe a lot of older people might not be able to shop right now, might not be able to handle technology, so she's trying to figure out a way to help and use her time for good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a lot of messages from people, and we want to hear from you. What did you have to do to help someone with technology, which you think is so basic? But, you know, the older people, they don't think it's basic. I put a picture of an airplane on my dad's desktop, and he thought it was the greatest. He thought I actually invented the camera. It was unbelievable, the reaction.
All right, 704-570-9595. Let's talk with Rob in Concord.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Rob. What's going on? You help someone?
Well, I have a coworker that I work with. We ended up being transitioned to work remotely. I get a call, hey, I need your help. I thought it was, in reference to a case or something like that. She's like, hey, I actually can't connect my monitor. So I'm looking at everything on a laptop. They sent us these monitors to the house. I can't get my laptop to display on the monitor. So you've done this for me in the office. Can you do this for me now, like virtually? So I had to spend like 30 minutes trying to go on like a Skype meeting to see her monitors, to try to help her. Just like IT would, but, that's not my role, but still was able to help out my teammates. So she could get, all her monitors up and get to work. So
I like what Rob just said there, Roy, and Loren, it wasn't his role, but he did it anyway, just to help out.
Teamwork, right?
Good for you, Rob. Thanks, man. Getting lots of text messages sent too to the studio at 704-570-9595.
Yeah, 980 texted in. This is actually really funny because I could see this happening to my grandmother, and it actually used to happen to Dallas and I in our old house. He said, I had to help my grandmother with her TV because she kept turning on and off the cable box because she was pressing all kinds of other buttons. So he taped all of the buttons so that she couldn't use them except for the on-off button and the guide button.
Yeah, we got another text, the 334, that says I had to teach my administrative assistant how to double click a mouse. I've seen someone who doesn't know how to do that. They go too slow.
Oh no.
They just go click and then click. And I'm like, faster. Click.
Yeah.
And they click. Like they can't get the concept to do it.
Oh my gosh. That is so basic for some of us, and yet some of us struggle with it. How about line 8?
All right, line 8, it's Danielle and Charlotte. Welcome to the Main Roy and the Rent Show.
Good morning. I had to show my grandmother how to refresh her Facebook.
All right.
Couldn't do it with just me telling her how. We had to actually, she lives a couple hours away, so we had to actually take a video. My husband videoed me doing it with my phone and sent her the video to get her to understand what we were saying.
That's funny. Good help though. Grandma needs Facebook at a time like this.
Sure.
Thanks, Danielle.
By the way, that tells me
that
grandma was on Facebook so long and went through all the people's posts that she needed to then refresh. Like, So much significant time has been spent.
Either that or grandma was trolling people and wanted to refresh to see the responses she was getting.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah. Hey, Nicole, you're on to something here. We're getting so many text messages in between all the technology texts about how people want to help as well because they have the time. So are you going to set up an app? Like, are you going to get serious about this?
Yeah, so today I am ordering note cards. I'm going to be making note cards today to send to nursing homes. I'm going to send them to the nursing home my grandmother's in, and then we had a listener reach out with the nursing home that she works at, or they work in. So I'm going to do that, and then I also got more information about the prepping lunches for Fort Bragg. So hopefully I'll be able to do that and volunteer this weekend.
Cool. Now be careful. I think somebody got tested positive
they
for
did.
Coronavirus in Fort Bragg.
They did. Be safe.
Well, that's why they're quarantined.
That's right.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Zach. Zach Attack. Anyone ever say that to you? I bet you get that all the time. Zach Attack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it has to be so annoying. Listen, it's Mr. Brown. You at Census Bureau, you're on a recorded line for quality assurance. Listen, we are wrapping up the 2019 paperwork, and I have a couple questions that's missing, and I got to get that submitted in. And I'm going to level with you, Zach Attack. I didn't want to go to your house. I was feeling a little lazy today, so I thought I could knock these questions out over the phone.
All right.
Why did Sally sell seashells by the seashore when you can easily pick them up if you're by the seashore anyway?
That's a great question. I have no idea. Is that even a question on the Census Bureau?
I read what's given to me, Zachary.
Can you quit calling me Zachary? Only my mom calls me that, please. Oh.
Of course, Zachary. No problem. Do you like devil's food cake or angel cake? Angel's food cake.
Angel's food cake.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of you that wants the devil.
All right.
So what's the difference between a novel and a book?
What's the difference between a dick and a novel?
Well, Zachary, technically, they're located in different parts. One's on the butt and the other one's in the front.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
All right, Lorette. Caitlin wants to play Can't Beat You today.
Okay.
All right, Caitlin.
Caitlin, welcome to the Mini Ryan Lauren Morning Show. Let's see how you're doing. Can't beat Lorette.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Lorette, go ahead and go to another wing of your house, please.
Okay, I'm going.
Lorette, she's putting her headphones down. She's walking to the east wing. She's in the west wing. And she also has her house is so big, she has a southwest wing.
Here we go.
Question. I didn't want to specify. I didn't know which one she was in.
Yes.
So, you know.
Well, you're funny, Caitlin. Here we go. Question number one. Meghan Markle's estranged brother, Thomas, has spoken up. Thomas says that the Markle family already had royal ties before she met her now husband. Who is her now husband?
Prince Harry.
And in very sad news, it looks like we're not going to have our QB1 back for the football season. Nicknamed Superman, his real name is?
Cam Newton.
And this former Fifth Harmony singer and girlfriend of Shawn Mendes recommended meditation to help with anxiety. I love meditation myself. What pop star are we talking about?
Camila Cabello.
The Rolling Stones are supposed to come to Charlotte in July, but they've now added Charlotte to a list of concerts canceled. In fact, they've canceled their whole tour. Their lead singer is?
Oh, Mick Jagger.
Question number five. Here we go. Diplo quarantined himself away from his two sons because they live in a house with their grandmother and he's not taking chances. Diplo took over what pop group's Instagram in October?
Oh, the Jonas Brothers, Joe Jonas.
All right. Loren, we're ready for you.
All right, I'm waving Loren back. She can see us now. We now officially have video equipment set up.
We'll find out what wing she was. Gosh, you were far away.
All right. Oh, she's still getting the
help. Okay, how'd Caitlin do?
Hi, welcome. She got, I believe, all correct.
Yeah, she did. She got
the
right.
So I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Meghan Markle's estranged brother, Thomas, has spoken up. He says the Markle family already had royal ties before she met her now husband. Who is her husband?
Prince Harry.
In very sad news, it looks like we're not going to have our QB1 back for the upcoming football season. Nicknamed Superman. His name is?
Cam Newton.
And this former Fifth Harmony singer and girlfriend to Shawn Mendes recommended meditation to help with anxiety. I love it. There's an app called Headspace. Everyone should check it out. What pop star are we talking about?
Camila Cabello.
The Rolling Stones were supposed to come through Charlotte, but just like so many other acts, they've canceled their concerts due to the coronavirus. Their lead singer's name is? The Rolling Stones.
Jagger.
Oh.
So close.
I thought you had her. Diplo quarantined himself away from his two sons because they live in a house with their grandmother and he's not taking any chances. Diplo took over what pop stars or pop group's Instagram in October?
The Jonas Brothers.
Oh. It's a tie. You have 78 wins because Ty stayed with the house.
Well, I can't beat Loren while she's in quarantine, but I can tie her.
Stay
Thanks
safe,
for playing, Caitlin.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Keeping you informed with the latest on coronavirus nonstop, including local stories, how it's affecting your community at Kiss95.1.com. That's where you get the latest information from us.
Loren is on self-quarantine. She's home. She's patched in through our very elaborate system. Right, Loren? You're patched in through our system?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know how elaborate it is, but we are patched in.
I thought what we should do, and I know that Nicole and Roy and Loren, we all agree, that we should take our minds off of the craziness of the world and all that fog that's out there. Be careful driving, especially if you're coming up from South Charlotte. It looks like it's still foggy.
Yeah, I was coming from East Charlotte. It was just as bad.
Yeah.
It's really foggy.
Yeah, so it hasn't burned off yet. So be careful, obviously, if you're out and about. If you could safely do so, why don't we do a round, since today is Wednesday, why don't we do a round of Worst Date Wednesday? Just so we can kind of get some normalcy in our life. We love doing this segment.
Okay, 704-570-9595, Worst Date Wednesday.
Now, the problem with Worst Date Wednesday is that the four of us in here haven't gone on any dates, and our interns are not in the building. We were keeping them at home. So it's typically something that we can do here in the studio and put out there to you guys. But now we're all relying on you, and that's scary to me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can tell you about some times when I was pretending to be straight, because I was a horrible dater then. I can fill the air, is what they say in the business, with mindless stories.
I guess Nicole would have been the last one to really go on a date of the show.
Yeah.
Because you've been with Sterling for a long time.
Yeah, I was with Sterling even when I was not publicly out of the closet yet. So audience didn't even know, but I was still dating him.
All right, we want to hear your worst dates. We don't care especially if it was in the last couple weeks. That'd be great. But who out there thinks they've had the worst date to share here on Worst Date Wednesday? 704-570-9595. When was the last time you went on a date with a woman, Roy?
I think I was 18 years old. And I remember that I didn't really want to, I just wanted like a friend and just to like hang out. And so my version of a romantic evening was to just like go driving and get like fast food and talk. You know, like how you would just hang out with your buddies in a small town where you don't have much. I didn't like want to go to a nice sit down restaurant.
Right.
That's weird. I just wanted a friend. But, you know, they were expecting something else.
Like, I thought the date was going great, but he didn't try to make a move on me. I don't know.
Went to Wendy's, got fries and a Frosty, went for a drive. Let's talk with Katie in Lexington. Welcome to the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Worst Date Wednesday. Tell us about the date.
Well, a few years ago, I went on a date with a guy who, at the restaurant, stared at the TV news the whole time about a cruise ship losing power, and then at the end, paid for the meal and said, "Sorry, I just needed you to get my mother off my back."
Like he needed just to get out of the house?
Yeah, apparently his mother had been giving him a really hard time about not going on any dates. And funny enough, like Roy, he is now out of the closet.
Yeah. I tell you, us closeted gays were doing weird things back then.
and his mom and Roy's mom probably pushing them out the door to go on a date. They didn't care who it was with. Just go out the door and get on a date with somebody.
Well, and that was the thing. When I never...
Thanks, Katie.
I never told my parents when I was in the closet, when I was going on these fake dates with women. You'd think that as someone who was in the closet, I'd be really proud. I'd be like, oh, look at me on a straight date. You know, right. I didn't do that at all. And so that when I finally told my parents that I was gay, they were just like, thank you for at least sharing this part of your life with me. You know, you never told us about the people you dated.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, well, now you know.
I know. And whenever I went on dates, Loren, my mom was always like, what are you dating for? What do you need? You don't need a woman in your life. It's nothing but headaches. Oh, just stay single your whole life. That's my mom.
And it's the total opposite for like women. Like moms are like always trying to push, like, don't you have a boyfriend yet? Like,
mm-hmm.
This person.
We lost you, Loren. It's a real pill. I mean,
I think everyone's using remote equipment, you know, like Skypes and video conferences, and just everyone's bogging the system down because it's almost 8 o'clock and that's like normal work time.
But doesn't everybody know that, Loren?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah. And you're the most important person. Everybody else should be off their broadcast equipment except for Loren. Come on. The city needs to hear from you.
Although I was really pumping up Sterling yesterday because he works for Procter & Gamble, who makes like Charmin toilet paper. And I'm like, the stores need toilet paper. Work harder. You got to get that in the stores. What's wrong with you?
Did he take his laptop and go to a closed off room?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I bet. All right, let's take another round of calls. Worst Date Wednesday. We want to hear your worst dates. Now, we do have a text message here from someone who recently went on a date. And I want to see if we could grab a call from someone who had the same issue that this person did. The coronavirus conversation came up.
Oh.
And when it came up, it wasn't good.
Oh, no. Wait, they have it?
I'll tell you, coming up just after 8. Don't go anywhere, you guys.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we've been doing something called Worst Date Wednesday at 704-570-9595.
We're looking to see if anyone went on a date with someone and the coronavirus conversation came up and it didn't go well. Either the person you were with turned it into a political thing, or the person you were with isn't taking it serious, or maybe the person you were with was like this person that texted us, Loren. Did you see that text that we got?
I did. They texted in 704 and said, hey guys, I went on a date last week with a guy who was coughing the whole time. He told me that it was allergies, but of course I didn't want to take any chances. So I told him that he shouldn't have asked me out to eat. And he said, well, that's fine. You can leave, but I'm going to eat your fries.
Oh. Right now it's not the time to be dating.
You
well,
can
luckily
FaceTime
now
date.
Everything is like kind of closed.
Yeah.
You can FaceTime date. I was just reading an article about that, how to do a FaceTime date.
I did a blog on that yesterday on Kiss95.1.
Tell us about it. Do you remember anything?
Yeah. So they were saying that there is an app called, I think, Netflix Party, where you can watch Netflix with another person from another location, and you both have control of the movie. So if you want to stop it and talk about it, and then you can get on FaceTime and talk about it, too.
Convenient.
Yeah. And then I think another one was that you could send somebody like Postmates or like food, deliver food to them, and you have the same thing delivered and you guys get on your FaceTime and eat together like you're having a dinner date.
This is what it's come down to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's safe, but it's crazy.
I don't know. And I know like right now they're sharing all this stuff on social media, like how to tell the difference between allergies and corona. It's too similar. Yeah. If I have allergies, I'm staying home. Like I'm not.
I know. So this
I don't think you get a fever with allergies, right?
Right, but
is
but,
that the difference?
But you could still have the sore throat.
The symptoms for COVID-19, the virus says fever, cough, shortness of breath. Those are the three symptoms to look out for, right?
I'm shortness of breath at all times.
So
me too, brother.
Yeah.
So Roy's been living with COVID-19.
Yeah. I walk up steps and I'm like, ooh. That's COVID.
The common cold is cough, sore throat, aches, pains, runny or stuffy nose, watery eyes, sneezing.
Yeah.
That's common cold. But allergies is almost the same thing. Runny nose, sniffling, sneezing, itchy, watery eyes. The only thing with an allergy is that you probably won't get a sore throat.
Really? Because I think with allergies, you do get sore throat because of the pollen.
I think everybody's different.
I do, too.
Oh, see, I don't know. It's just...
And then flu symptoms are fever, cough, muscle aches, fatigue, sore throat, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea in kids.
Now, I've had the flu once, and that was painful. I hope it's...
What were those kids again?
Diarrhea. Diarrhea. Sometimes in children.
Uh-huh.
For the flu.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, boy, does Cash have COVID-19, Loren?
What?
He's been sick?
Why would you say that?
I know.
You went to Spain. You're in quarantine. I don't know.
Well, they say kids are the least likely demo to get it.
She's asking about symptoms. I want to know what's going on.
Well, Cash may or may not have been sent home.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
My line of questioning is not out of the ordinary.
Here's the thing, though. The COVID virus, COVID-19, hasn't killed all the other viruses. There's still other things out there. Right. Like my kids had hand, foot, and mouth disease last week. That was a gem.
And that typically, that's least sexy right now. There's way bigger issues going on.
Exactly.
Isn't that strange in a world where, like, the hand, foot, and mouth is the least of our issues?
Right.
Cam Newton is no longer a Panther, and it's not the top story on our minds today.
I just said it this morning that, like, that night when Trump addressed the nation and we had all those shocking news that the NBA canceled, that wasn't even a week ago.
Yeah, that's the same night that Tom and Rita Hanks came out and said that they had the coronavirus.
That was last Thursday. It's Wednesday.
This stuff is happening too dang fast. But social distance yourself from each other. We've been saying that. We've also been saying take care of your restaurants. Take out as much as you can. Last night, I took out, even though it was St. Patty's Day, we went Asian. I had sushi.
You're such an Irishman.
I had sushi delivered to the house. In all fairness, though, Loren, there was some cucumber. So that's green.
Yeah.
That was in my sushi roll.
There was no celebration of St. Patrick's Day in my house yesterday. None.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, Cam Newton. Not going to be our quarterback anymore. It's sad.
It's like the last thing I said before we went to break was 2020 can go live on its own desert island.
There was a brief moment yesterday, Manny and Loren, where I thought when, what's his face, Brady was leaving them, mm-hmm. and then the thing with Cam Newton happened, I'm like, are we getting Brady?
Right.
Is Brady going to come to Charlotte?
They say Brady.
I thought that for a second, too.
Yeah, they say Brady's going to Tampa, because Charlotte's kind of in a rebuild right now.
Okay.
You know?
Which would crack me up, because so many people in Charlotte hate Brady, and I would find that so amusing if he came to the Panthers.
I mean, Loren, think about how 2020 has shaped our entire lives in just 3 months alone.
Yeah.
We've lost Kobe Bryant and, you know, several others in a horrific helicopter crash. Coronavirus. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people will say just politically now, times are super tense. Your favorite candidate might not even be in the running anymore. Might have lost out. That's major. I mean, how much more pressure can we take? The coronavirus?
I think if you just zoom in to the issues with the coronavirus, like, there are some school districts that aren't going back to school for the rest of the year.
I mean, graduations are going to be canceled. There's a good chance that, like, my child, Dean, might not go and do first grade ever again. That's it.
That's weird.
My niece is leaving, you know, this is her last year in one particular school. Then she goes to middle school. Is this how it ends for her?
That's weird.
Right? Just sucks. Mm-hmm. So let me be the first to say, and I think I speak for everybody when I say 2020, kiss my butt.
I know. Now I don't feel bad for not sticking to my resolution. Oh, he's rubbing the microphone on his butt.
Okay.
Show people how serious I am about this.
Yo, kiss it.
Kiss it. And then we get the news yesterday that Cam Newton is, like, gone, and he's our favorite. Do you remember the time he told us this exclusive story about Oprah? Listen to this.
We have to know this, if this was true or not. Oprah came in to speak.
She did a commencement speech for one of the colleges here in town.
Yes. And
we heard that Stedman had come in, and he had forgotten all of his shoes.
Yes.
So did you really lend him shoes? Did he call you?
Because you had the same.
Facts only. That's facts.
That is a fact.
That's a fact. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take you through it. So it was a Saturday night. I believe it was a Saturday night. I can't remember when. It was anywhere from a month ago. Saturday night. This number keeps calling me. Like, okay. I'm with her. Who is this number? And I'm like, okay, the number calls again. And the number calls. I said, oh my God, what's going on?
Stressing
like, I'm
out.
Really hoping, like, because it's 10:30, 11-ish. Well, no, it wasn't that late. It was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, man, who is this calling me from this, you know, Los Angeles number? And it was Jim Gray, the broadcaster.
Okay.
And he was saying, Cam, Stedman is trying to get in contact with you. I said, Stedman? Stedman Graham? And he's like, yes, please answer the phone. Well, as I'm, I said, well, what does he want? What does he need? He was like, he's in Charlotte. Was it the Johnson?
It was yep.
It Johnson?
Johnson
Smith?
University, yeah.
Johnson Wales University, uh-huh. Yep.
And he forgot, he had only packed one shoe. And the only person that he could think of that wears a shoe is me. So I said, well, doggone, this is crazy. Look at God. What are you doing? I'm like, well, he called the right guy because, I mean, I got all type of shoes for him. So I called my, I was in Atlanta. I called my assistant and I told him, I said, Shane, listen, Stedman just called me and he tells me he needs some shoes. I'm like, no, like, yeah, I'm so serious. Now, what are you going to do? I'm going to go to my condo and you're going to get him 6 pair of shoes and he's going to pick through one of them. As a matter of fact, you can tell him to keep it. And I didn't even need the shout out. It was just, you know, Oprah, Stedman.
Yeah.
They're like royalty.
They are royalty.
I know that was an amazing story that he shared with us. He was always so open with us, Cam Newton.
Yes. Yes, he was. He would come in, and it was so funny because he would be kind of, when he first walked into the studio, you could tell he'd be like a little tired, shut off, and thought we were, but then we would never talk about sports. We'd never really talk about, like, the game. We'd just talk about all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loved that stuff, man.
Yeah, because we're not the sports station, Lorraine, that's going to break down, you know, individual games and stuff like that. He always enjoyed coming
here. No, and it allowed him to warm up and show his personality and have fun.
I mean, I hosted countless events for the Cam Newton Foundation because of our good friend Kim Beal, who ran his foundation and still might continue to run it. I'm not sure. I haven't spoken with her, but... like, we just did Cam's Thanksgiving Jam, where he fed hundreds of local YMCA students.
Yeah.
Rented Topgolf. And the interesting thing about that was that's where I met David Tepper.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with some people in Cam's camp, mm-hmm. you know, that know him. I said, I'm going to see if I can get, you know, David Tepper to talk. And they go, he's here. I said, yeah. They said, oh, we didn't know if he was coming or not. Like, he was invited, but never, you know, responded on whether or not he was coming. So he was there that night. And saw the amazing crowd and the reaction to Cam. And I looked at David Tepper, the owner, and I saw the look on his face was just, you know.
He's excited.
Shocked about how the community was reacting to Cam. And I thought if there was any hope that Cam stays a Panther, it would be because David Tepper knew how important he was to the community. And I think that's fair to say that Tepper still knows how important he is.
Sure.
This is a football decision. Cam costs the team a lot of money. They don't know if he's 100% yet with his injuries, and they had to move on, and that's sad.
And then I think they're saying, well, we're getting some guy named Teddy.
Yeah, do you know what his last name is?
No.
All right, let's play a game. Roy, Loren, you ready? Teddy, and his last name is something that you take to go over water. You drive over it.
That's a bridge.
And then under the bridge is?
Bridgewater.
Oh, Bridgewater.
Very good.
Teddy Bridgewater? That's his real name?
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've never heard of that name before.
Yeah. And he was a backup in New Orleans, so.
Oh, we're hiring a backup?
Yeah.
But that's not going to be our starting quarterback, is it?
I think it is. Yeah, I think they just paid him $30 million, if I'm not wrong.
30?
I think maybe more than that.
Really?
Hey, you know what? Make sure this gets deleted from the replay, because we're going to have to schmooze this guy to come in on our show. And we can't have his first reaction as us going, oh, boy.
I mean, the first time Roy met Cam Newton.
I didn't even know who Cam was.
Nope, had no idea who Cam was. And Cam, like, whispered about how he was shocked that nobody knew who he was.
Wow, I was like, who's this tall guy?
Because even if you didn't know him in the NFL, you would know him from, you know, his career in college. And
no, I was cranky that day. We did the show. They made me come back at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
To talk to this Cam guy.
To talk to this tall guy. I didn't even know who the heck he was.
Well, Cam, you're going to be missed, man. You were a great part of the Meanie Roy and Loren show and a great part of the community. You did so much for the community, and we'll sure miss having him around.
I'm excited to see what he does somewhere else, what he does for the community elsewhere.
Yeah, he's got a fan in me, and I know all of us. So,
yep.
Roy, something important. Let's get to this. We've been sitting on this for a little while. Corona facts debunked, and I know you were reading this article the other day.
Yes, I am, because there's a lot of people that think the stupidest things when it comes to coronavirus, and I think it'd be good. We've teamed up with the World Health Organization to get some of these myths debunked, so we'll discuss in 5 minutes. So there's a lot of misinformation involving coronavirus. So we reached out to our friends at the World Health Organization to help us out. We got some listeners who submitted in some of their theories. And we asked the scientists.
Okay.
One of the questions is that one of the statements is that you can get the coronavirus from mail in packages from China. Now, a doctor says that's theoretically possible, but the chances of the virus living long enough on your packages to infect you are very, very, very slim.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it like 7 days on a hard surface? I've ordered things from China before, and it takes like 3 weeks for it to get here to go through customs and everything else.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you ordering from China, Loren?
Really? I love Etsy. What do you want me to say?
See here.
So you're more likely to get it from human to human than you are like opening a box from China. In other words, if you're getting a new car and it's coming from overseas or something, you're probably going to be safe.
The another myth, this is Mythbusters. The coronavirus does not survive in hot and humid climates, and therefore, when it gets warmer, it will go away, as in most respiratory illnesses. That is not true.
Oh, we asked Dr. Sam
on,
the same thing.
No, regardless of the climate. You got to adopt protective measures. The new coronavirus can be transmitted in areas with hot and humid climates. By the way, they went on to say that this also includes cold weather cannot kill the new coronavirus. So whether it's hot, whether it's cold, corona's here.
Now, I do remember Dr. Sam Furr from UNCC, who was on with us a long time ago, who claimed me as the germiest person ever before the germs became a cool thing.
What's that?
I was germy before germs became a cool thing.
You were.
She told us recently that the coronavirus, the reason why all viruses do better in the cold is because they travel further for some reason in the cold air than they do in the thick, heavy, more humid air. So technically.
So why do they keep OR so cold then?
Maybe the equipment? I don't know.
The organs, sister.
Like if you look at our servers here at the radio station, those are pretty chilly rooms. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, we want to keep our organs cold.
It had to do with germs.
Oh, you know what? You know, maybe you're right. Maybe it's the smells. The organs.
Mm-hmm. I don't question the doctor. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. Other Mythbusters. The coronavirus cannot be transmitted through mosquito bites. The coronavirus, taking a hot bath will not prevent you from catching the COVID-19. What?
Go back to the, wait, is the mosquito one false? You can't catch it?
I'm sorry. The World Health Organization is saying that you cannot transmit through mosquito bites. Some people were saying that they're worried that the mosquitoes are going to get it and then it's going to spread even more, but that's not going to happen.
Okay.
And then some people were saying that hand dryers are effective in killing the new coronavirus, and the scientist says no, hand dryers are not effective. It doesn't get hot enough. Let's see, is there anything else? I think that pretty much does it.
Okay, those are some good myths debunked.
Of course, you can't be gurgling alcohol and chlorine. You idiots. I don't even think we should spend time on that one.
I also saw floating around yesterday that Vicks, if you chew a Vicks, like, you know, hard candy,
yeah,
that it'll kill the virus in your mouth.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Yeah. According to stockholders of Vicks.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Roy. We'll put that up at kiss951.com. We have a whole section there, as Roy's mentioned a bunch of times this morning. If you need any of the latest information, we have it. We've vetted all of it with our awesome digital department.
Maybe, yeah.
They go through and they find out the most important stuff, and they put it up at kiss951.com, both national and local. So you can go check it out there. Do you know that we are celebrating an anniversary today?
We are?
We are celebrating an anniversary. Lorenz, Roy, Nicole, and all you guys, the MRL show audience, it is today, almost to the time, a one-year anniversary for someone.
Okay.
We'll tell you about that caller coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, 5 years ago. No, not 5 years ago. A year ago. Sorry, I don't know why I said 5 years.
Coronavirus, but it's getting all of us.
A year ago, this person called the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show for the first time.
And became a character. Part of the MRL show Misfits, as a name I threw out there once that you guys didn't like.
Yeah, well.
Our just, group of callers.
Misfits isn't bad. It just, I think our competitor uses that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Because they would do a famous.
I think we can get something more specific to our show.
So we have Josh from Lancaster. We love hearing from him. You've got Angry Frank hasn't answered any of our calls and text messages, by the way.
And I'm concerned about him because of coronavirus.
So
he's up in age and he ain't healthy.
We haven't heard from him, but he's part of our group. And then there is this guy. We go back 1 year, almost to the hour, Loren. Any ideas who it is?
Is it Farmer Dan?
It is Farmer Dan, the first time he ever called the MRL show.
Daniel and Morganton, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
Hey, buddy. So tell us what happened.
Man, this is wild. So my buddy and I, we play sports together a bunch through high school. And his mom, dude, I ain't gonna lie, she's pretty hot. But yeah. We never really had that, like, I know, dude, it's funny. We never really had that, like, connection, though. So anyways, the other night, dude, I was over at his house, and he was like, hey, what are you doing for St. Patty's Day? And I was like, man, I'm not really doing a whole lot. We can go, you know, pretty much do whatever. He was like, hey, we're getting twisted. I was like, no, we're getting twisted. He was like, dude, let's do it. So we ended up doing it. Dude, it was like probably like 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't have no ride home. I was like, dude, who are you going to call? He was like, I can call my mom. I was like, I got your mom's number.
Yeah.
He was like, whoa, you got my mom's number? I was like, yeah, I got your mom's number. So I called his mom. Oh, dude, and then he passed out. The conversation, I'm not going to really get into it. I mean, I guess we're live, right? Well, we're live. I've never talked to
Yeah, no, we're live on the radio. Yeah.
Right on. What's up, everybody?
this guy's awesome.
I'm on my way to work, dude.
Awesome, dude. Dude, so wait.
I ain't late, sir.
Wait, never mind all that. What? So you guys were doing some saucy text on National Drunk Dial Day.
Did it grow into anything?
Saucy ain't the one. So what's your name again? I'm sorry. I didn't even know that.
That's Loren, and I'm Manny. That's Roy.
Hi, I'm Roy. Yeah, this is the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.
Roy and Manny in the morning show.
No,
Manny. Roy and Manny, dude. This was the craziest thing, dude. So when I called her, bro, you didn't even, she answered, like, you know how you call somebody and you know they're going to answer, but you kind of like ping pong back and forth, not really sure.
Yeah.
That was kind of me.
She answered, did she go, hello?
And it was like, first she answered, like, it didn't even let out a full ring. It was half ring.
So when your friend was passed out, did you go hang out with his mom?
So.
Oh, you did. All right.
Yeah, dude, so I went and hung out with her, but it wasn't like nothing crazy.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, sure. It wasn't nothing crazy. Okay.
Hey, is this your first time listening to our show?
Yeah.
So how'd you find us?
I was my buddy's taking me to work. I mean, I can drive, dude. And ain't a problem. That ain't a problem. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to drive this morning, so he's taking me to work.
Well, now, why wouldn't you drive this morning?
Because yesterday was St. Patty's Day.
Oh, he's still banged up.
I hadn't even slept, dude. What are you talking about?
he was busy with mom.
His friend's mom, yeah. Hey, so your friend had us on in the car, and you were like, I got to call these cats.
Oh, dude, you pretty much it, dude.
Well, we want you to stay with us, bro. You're funny.
Yeah, and I want you to call anyways, as often as possible.
So what it ended up being to me, he passed out. He's just like me, dude.
We're going back to him. Go ahead.
You'll call him?
Mm-hmm.
His numbers, you may give his number.
No,
we don't have to call your friend.
We can call him.
No.
Does he know that you hung out with his mom? Does he know this?
Dude, so he knows now.
Okay. How's he handling it?
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of them awkward breakfasts.
Because you could become his dad.
Dude, no matter what happens, Daniel, I'm not calling you dad, bro.
I'm probably going to have a little brother on the way, and I hate to say that, but I mean, I'm probably going to name it. I'll at least name him.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'll name him after him.
Daniel, here's the deal. Okay, I know you just found us, and it's the first time listening to us, but can you promise that you will, from now on, listen to 95.1 and call in as much as possible? I want you on this show as much as possible, okay?
Everybody tune in to 95.1.
I'm not saying repeat me. No. This isn't like a back and forth thing. I'm just telling you, like, I would love to, like, if we can get your opinion on things from time to time.
When he sobers up, he's not going to remember this.
Write it on your hand. Write it on your hand right now.
Are you sober? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Like,
It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. Go follow us on socials at the MRL show. Okay, buddy.
You got it, man. I appreciate it, y'all.
All right.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Was that not the greatest call ever? What do you think, Nicole?
What?
What did he say when he called in? When you answered off the air?
I'll tell you what. It was not that.
No.
He was awesome.
Whatever.
He called me ma'am. He was very polite.
Oh, man.
Hey, ma'am. How are you doing? Awesome. Daniel gets Daniel and Josh, they get direct lines. Yeah. There's a bunch of people.
Yes. If Daniel ever calls in, put him through.
Back live now. Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. That was 1 year ago, almost to the hour, you guys, that we heard from Farmer Dan in Burke County for the first time. Ladies and gentlemen, back again, live now, on March 18th, 2020. Here he is, Farmer Dan.
Farmer Dan?
What's up, dude?
My man!
Man, it's a good feeling being recognized. If I've never told you that, it's a good feeling being recognized, dude.
How are you handling your fame now?
Oh, that's pretty good. You get used to the paparazzi and the fan mail, but I mean, yeah, it's not that bad. It's probably no different than what y'all feel like.
All right. Sure.
We had to defend ourselves on social media against people yesterday. It was a rough day yesterday, Daniel.
Dude, I bet with all this stuff going around.
Yeah, man. I know. And with all the stuff that is going around, did you party last night?
I did, but I did in-house.
So okay.
What do you remember about that first time calling us?
Do you remember it?
I remember I was we were driving down the road and
you were drunk.
Yes, I was riding. I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat. And we were just driving down 40 down the interstate, just bumping up and down. And I'm just like, just trying to make it to where we're going without throwing up in the car. And I'm just feeling bad. And my buddy's looking at me and and the radio comes on and it was you guys. And you're like, come on, there's no callers on the line. There's like, it's a perfect opportunity. Somebody call in. And my buddy looked at me and he said, dude, you're one of those guys, man. You've got to call.
Dude, you are hilarious. And by the way, we wanted you to do the Burke County Bachelor, but then we found out that you had a small issue.
You
were married.
I didn't know if that was going to be one of them things that like conflicts with it.
I would think so. You like went right along with it. Hold on a second. Are you married? And you didn't even that.
We lost Lorenz's connection, but Daniel, we did want to celebrate 1 year with you, so thank you so much for still listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
Dude, anytime. I still do listen to y'all a lot.
All right, man.
All the way from Burke County, we love Farmer Dan. There he is, 1 year
Thanks
later.
Thanks for calling in, dude.
All right, buddy. I'll see you guys.
See Manny, Ryan, Loren, Kiss 95.1. Loren, are you there?
I'm here.
By the way, Loren, you missed out on something pretty funny. You know, social distancing, you're supposed to be 6 feet away from people. Our boss he legit brought a tape measure in to make sure, which is good. I was amused by that.
Right, can you move
that
your...
extra 6 inches either way is going to make a difference.
Can you move your laptop so I can see you? Because right now you're out of the frame.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're all on, we can all see each other.
Oh, we all got it hooked up?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you beautiful people.
Okay, there you are, buddy.
Oh, Nicole gave me a wonderful hand signal.
Producer Nicole is there. Hey, everybody. By the way, great text message coming in. And not that we need cheerleading, but it sure is nice to know that we're making a difference in your life each morning. We appreciate the feedback. 980 said, keep broadcasting. Even if you do it at home, you three are keeping me sane.
We are trying to come up with contingency plans in case we do have to broadcast from home, because I do think it's important for us to still be on the air.
Yep. To bring as much normalcy to your lives as we can as we go through this rough time. And eventually we'll get over it. We don't want you to forget about us. That's the other main thing.
Right.
If we're way too long, you won't remember us. All right. The Whisper app. We love this app, right?
Yes.
Whisper says, let me get some Whisper music because this is actually some funny stuff. This is... Whisper.
Yes.
This is... People share their real thoughts about the coronavirus. They embarrassingly thought this. Roy, a little while ago, did Facts and Fiction. This is real thoughts about the coronavirus. In other words, like someone put on the Whisper app, honestly, coronavirus saved my GPA in spring break. I was failing. I can't express how relieved I am that my parents know now I have an excuse for not doing well this year that has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
I think you're still going to have to do some schoolwork.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? They're just going to give out degrees based on what you're doing up until this point?
I kind of do, because there's no instruction, right?
They'll do classes from... From home, you'll have to go online. I know Clemson's doing that.
You know what? I just got an email because I was at Harvard Business School online. So Harvard is taking all their students online, but not all the professors is up to date with the technology with it. So I'm a part of a committee with Harvard where I have to teach professors how to use Harvard Business School online. I have to do that like Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're always involved in everything.
Like, do I get like extra credit or like do I get something for doing this? Can I get another degree or certificate?
So Union County, where Dean goes to school, his teacher, his first grade teacher, sent a message and said from the principal, the Union County School District wants everybody to take 2 weeks to like just kind of mentally take a breath so that they can't actually give us work officially to do. But they recommend that you keep up with your words, your writing and all that stuff.
Is pretty emotionally challenging for a family. So you got to learn how to navigate that before you can get back to the.
Here we go.
I would think it would give you something to do while you're on the team.
Maybe.
People are sharing their real thoughts about the coronavirus on the Whisper app. This one is all about Roy. I finally have an excuse, a real excuse, to not go to the gym.
Right? Oh, it's so wonderful.
Coronavirus health warning says don't touch your eyes, nose, mouth, or hands. Me, unconsciously keep touching my face, like, constantly. It's true. It's hard not to touch your face.
What's the thing I sent everybody this morning is when I realized... It's like when I realized that I pretty much live my life in a quarantine already. I'm doing everything. My daily lifestyle is called quarantine.
That is funny. Someone says I have bad allergies and I'm scared to leave my house because I don't want people to think I have the coronavirus. And then someone else says we have 7 confirmed cases in my city. People are over here acting like the zombie apocalypse is hitting us now. It's crazy. 7 cases. That's a lot. And it keeps changing, so... We have 11 cases here in Mecklenburg County, is that right? I don't think Union County's on the list yet, but my guess is that we just don't have the test down there.
I imagine there's a lot more, because people can have no symptoms or mild symptoms,
right.
So...
Yep.
Yeah, just be careful.
And don't forget, while you're at home, we just got another text message from 704, said, thank you guys so much, I've been listening to you guys with the Alexa app. You can do that. You can listen to the show live every morning right from your home on your smart device.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.